Brooke, you're going for 4 wins in a row today.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing Angela from Lake Taps, who says last time she played you, she was drunk. And she probably still beat you. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Probably.
Good morning. I am sober.
Hey. Wait, you're sober?
Ish.
Ish. Only one drink. I like it.
What's your morning beverage choice, Angela?
It's true.
I used to put vodka on my cereal, like my Reese's Cup.
I like it.
Why do you say that so seriously? Is that real or is that a joke?
It's a joke.
Oh, my God.
Obviously. I know.
I worried.
I went from having a lot of fun to being really concerned.
Yeah, but... same.
I got to tell you, I did think about it a couple times.
Okay.
All right, Angela, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 1955, who was the first U.S. president to appear on color TV?
JFK.
What soft drink has more water in it, Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke.
In the Olympics, the host country always goes last, but which country always goes first?
The one that starts alphabetically first. I don't know.
The theme song to the show Friends is called what?
Oh my gosh. I'll be there for you.
We got that in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And what's an interesting fact, Angela, that the show needs to know about you?
I like to make parody songs and rap.
Oh, she's coming for your job, Jeff.
Did I just hear that Jeffrey has some competition? Is
that
what I just heard?
And she drinks a lot. She's a perfect radio host.
I would love to collaborate.
What's been your biggest hit, Angela?
I did a rendition for work to Gin and Juice.
And it was just still gin and juice because you like to drink?
Just about drinking.
No, it's just the first part because I work at a grocery store. So it's basically with so much drama in the ALB, it's kind of hard being ANGIE.
Oh. Hard being Angie.
I got some major street cred out here.
We got bars, Angela. Dang. All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1955, who was the first U.S. president to appear on color TV?
Eisenhower.
What soft drink has more water in it, Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke.
In the Olympics, the host country always goes last, but which country always goes first?
Pass.
The theme song to the show Friends is called what?
The Rembrandts. I'll be there for you.
What's the French word used for a fancy meat paste, usually of liver and spread onto bread? Okay. Got our answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard, see how you both did with Jose.
And now it's time to give out the award for the least funny people in the world. And the winner is the German.
Bolaños.
I love South Park. Angela, you got one correct today.
Oh, I'm a loser.
Oh, no, yeah. You should have drank more. Yep. And Brooke, you got 3.
Oh, but I don't have a cool rap name.
Yeah,
no.
But Brooke's also a little drunk, too.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 1955, the first U.S. president to appear on color TV was Dwight Eisenhower. Between Coke and Diet Coke, Diet Coke has more water in it. It's actually 99% water.
Oh, so you're like, I got my water for the day.
Yep.
Thanks.
A little splash of brown, wherever the brown is.
In the Olympics, the host country always goes last, but Greece always goes first because they're the ones that started the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Just gotta brag.
The theme song to the show Friends is called I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts, and the French word for fancy meat paste, usually made of liver and spread onto bread, is pâté.
Of course, Brooke knew that before you finished.
Yeah.
I eat it every day.
Oh, yes.
So, Angela, I'm sorry, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do get a $25 Amazon gift card, and please, 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 please spend it immediately. Because poor Jeff Bezos, he's divorced now.
Uh-oh.
He's not doing so well financially. He really needs to buy a new futon to sleep on. So feel free.
I've heard that.
I'd say spend way more than what's on the gift card. Maybe just donate directly to Jeff's GoFundMe.
Especially now that he's stepping down as a CEO, he's really going to be in need.
In the poorhouse, man.
Need.
Poor guy.
Instead of tens of billions, it's going to be the single billions.
Oh,
maybe.
Man, probably not.
I feel for him. You enjoy that, Angela. We're going to be back to play Winbrook's Buck same time tomorrow.